Around 300 people crammed into the meeting at Oxford Town Hall. They squeezed in where they could to hear the planning officer outline the reasons why they recommended councillors turn down the bid to build these houses and flats. And there was a long list of concerns: overcrowding, poor design, not enough affordable housing, lack of parking. There were questions over the way the noise survey had been carried out. But above all, and the reason given by most of the people who responded to the proposal, the loss of a highly valued community facility, a heritage asset. Not just the dog racing, the speedway, but the other businesses, karting, motorbike training, the dance studio. Refusal was expected, but when the decision came, it was met with great relief.
I see those in favour of the recommendation, which is to refuse the application. That looks like unanimous.
Oh, I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's made all my Christmases, all my birthdays.
Very good.
Absolutely marvellous.
Absolutely fabulous.
It's excellent news. Excellent news for Speedway, Greyhound Racing and for Oxford City.
Yay, so happy. Yay,
so happy.
I'm just thrilled that the girls can carry on dancing.
We didn't want to lose the studios, and like, it means a lot to us.
Really, we shouldn't have even been here tonight. But we believed in democracy, and democracy has turned up for us tonight.
Mick Weeble got a standing ovation when he spoke in support of the stadium. He told me, with the right owners, it could really take off.
We've had 10 years of no investment at Oxford Greyhound Stadium. With a little bit of investment, I genuinely believe we could have the best greyhound track in Great Britain, along with some brilliant facilities for the young, the old and all ages. I really believe that, and I think we've got a real chance now.
So what's next? The developers have the right to appeal. Their representative Phil Brown told the meeting Greyhound Racing isn't a viable business on the site and that nobody's approached the owners with any interest in buying the stadium to bring it back. Now, supporters of the stadium told me that's a lie, and I spoke to one businessman who told me that he had expressed an interest. But Ian Sawyer, chair of the Save Oxford Stadium campaign, is confident this is a critical moment in getting Greyhound Racing and Speedway back to Oxford.
They've got their right to appeal, but hopefully they're going to see the sense, they see the support from the public, the council objections, and they're going to sit down and talk about selling the stadium to someone that wants to run it as a stadium. I have 100% belief that the Speedway will be back as long as the stadium wants the Speedway.